Nice to see you guys.
Again, right?
Yeah. Again and again.
All right, so how good were you with motorcycles?
I was not good. I got to be honest with you. I was, you know, I had like 4 weeks to train, and like that's not enough. You need like 2 years.
Did you break anything?
Huh? I dropped the bike, though. I'm not going to lie. I did drop it. Like, that, you know, they put me through an obstacle course. And, of course, you think as an actor you could do anything because you could visualize it. And then you get on and you're like, ooh, I could die real quick. Because they're so fast, you know. Yeah. They're so powerful. And there's only two wheels. It's not like in a car where you sit down and you're already good to go right there, you know. It's crazy.
So there's no like tricycle version?
There is a tricycle version, but then it wouldn't be chips anymore.
No, but it'd be
safe chips.
No,
they
start training you. Just kind of get a handle on the weight of the
No, bike. Because then that would be like a car. You'd basically do this, you know what I mean? No, you have to learn. So like they teach you by, you know, pushing it with your you know, feet, and you're just like feel like such a dumbass, especially like when you're older. And you're like, oh god, whatever. He's like, keep doing it, man. Good job, dude. I'm like, shut up, dude.
So, how much of the stunts were made by you guys? Of the actual running. You
know? Yeah, I mean, like not a lot. I mean, like I was shot like, you know, going down 65 miles an hour down a freeway and stuff. But, you know, that's about it. Like, you know, all this stuff where we're in the city and they're filming it. But all those things where you have to jump, like, I was definitely not that guy. I don't think the insurance would allow it anyway.
Okay.
That scene with Dax, those are the you two in the bathroom, right? Those are not body doubles.
No, man. I mean, I wish it was, but it wasn't. You know what I mean?
So it was on the face.
No, it was over here. I was just like, but I went like that. You know what I mean? But and also what he did is he wore a merkin. He wore like a wig. You know what I mean? On his pubes. Yeah, just because what had to happen is that he was angled this way. Say you're the camera, he had to be angled this way, so the pubic hair had to be really high, and then that way people would know it. You know?
Okay.
But he was south and I was north.
You know? So do you guys use a harness, or is that all you picking him up?
I'm like, no, that was me picking him up.
Oh,
he's light. He's a skinny dude. He's like 190. I'm like, you know.
Were you guys friends before the movie? I read that he wrote this kind of with you in mind.
No, he had just recently. He wrote it, and we met once, and he told me about the movie, and then he said, you know, we just. Like we're waiting for it to get greenlit. They've paid him to write a movie, and then we met. We got greenlit. And we're like, are you serious? Are you sure? We're not like action stars, you know what I mean? So that's why like I've done dramas and stuff. I never starred in like a movie like this. And we got greenlit, and we're like, holy cow! And then we started rehearsing for 4 weeks, and then he was, you know, rewriting stuff that we would talk about. And then we shot the movie, but that was about it. You know, I didn't really know him other than once before the movie.
Do you want to work with him again?
Yeah, I mean, if there's a Chips too, that would be really cool. There's a couple of ideas that we're tossing around too that would be kind of cool as well.
Are you want to dip your hand in writing?
No, I think later on in life, I think I'm going to do more directing, but I do love storytelling, and I do love, you know, contributing to the ideas that are in the movie, what I think would look cool or whatnot. Maybe one day, you know, who knows?
When you saw the dialogue on the pages, some of these, what did you think? Because some of it was kind of
out there.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that. Like, when I first read it, I said yes. It was more PG-13 when I said yes that I would do it, because you have script approval. And then after I said yes, and then, like, let's do it, and then it got greenlit, that's when he started rewriting. You know? And I'm like, what, bro? And the one where I'm like, I did the faceplant, that was a week before filming. He's like, I rewrote this scene. I'm like, what is it? And I'm like, oh, God, dude. But my wife read it, and she's like, you know what? It's really funny. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, well, what do you like the most about him, about your character?
I like that he's like a real guy, you know what I mean? Because if I try to do like, and I try to play Eric Estrada, I'm like that, me imitating another actor, I wouldn't do it. And plus, he was, you know, he would have been a big star in any other TV show, you know what I mean? He's got that great smile, whatever's clever. But I like that he's, you know, he's very motivated, but at the same time, he doesn't have much of a family. You know what I mean? So like, and they were, I like them together, you know, as partners, because they were like, one guy's like an emotional genius, the other guy's very analytical, and makes a lot of sense that way, you know. And so it was, you know, I think it was a great pairing that he wrote.
Yeah.
He also very clean, very organized, very, you were like,
yeah,
that.
He likes to work out, yeah. He likes, you know, yeah. He wakes up at a certain time, and then the opposite is like, it's almost like the Odd Couple,
yeah,
you know what I mean, where he's like popping pills, and totally late, can't do anything physical without his knees cracking, yeah. But that's more like a shout out to Dax, I guess.
So the original Pawn, he was good with the ladies. And the movie, you're kind of like half and half.
Yeah.
Was that on purpose to kind of play opposite of that?
Yeah, because nowadays I'm like, unless you look like Brad Pitt, you know what I mean? Like, who's going to believe that? You know,
yeah.
But what's awesome is that, you know what I'm saying? Like, even, but there's even some guys that are like, you know, good looking dudes that on screen, and you're like, eh, okay, I get it, you know. But what I think with how he wrote me, and you know, so that I could pull it off, is like, just loves chicks in yoga pants, you know what I mean, who doesn't, like, he likes girls that are like, you know, very sexy, and that for sure is very true, because I'm like, there's some girls that are like models that are beautiful looking, no sex appeal, and there's some girls that are like, you know, you could say are average looking or whatever, however you say that, and they just have this massive sex appeal, and you're like, what's up? You know what I mean? And I think he was more focusing on the aspect of it all.
Did you grow up, I mean, watching the reruns of the original?
Well, I mean, yeah, because I was too young, but they were on reruns, you know, and I remember, whoa, my mom loved Eric Estrada, you know what I mean? She would start dinner a little earlier, you know, because telenovelas sometimes start like at 7 or 8, but this time we ate at 6 or whenever it was. So she would start early, and she would have a little pop in her step, you know what I mean? She'd put on some Julio Iglesias, you know what I'm saying? What's up? It's like she was going out on a date, you know what I mean? She set it all up. She was like, ooh, you know? And I'm like, what's up, Mom? What's happening? It's really, and she was a great cook, too, so we got, like, the best meal that we could possibly have.
So did Eric and you talk about the character? Did you get a chance?
No, because here's the thing. I didn't want to do... Like what he did, because I would be imitating him, but instead I'm like, we wrote a different kind of punch. I think like a newer age punch.
Because
also, like, if you think about it, like, if it's like, if he's like really good with the ladies and like blah blah blah, then it's very little to do with comedy. You know what I mean? If he's like, if you can write that, like, I'm a ladies man, and every time, like, if I walk down a room, like, all the chicks look at me, and then like, oh yeah, maybe he's a ladies man. You know what I mean? And it's easy to write, but I think that the comedy kind of suffers from that. It's better if he thinks he's a ladies man, and then it's like, nope. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, plus, yeah, it's stereotypical to see a Latino play that role. That's so typical.
Well, because in my neighborhood, everything, like, you know, you go to New York, everybody thinks there's a Papi Chulo. You know, you go to Chicago with all the Mexican, everybody thinks they're like, you know, Rico Suave and stuff, you know what I mean? And they're like, yeah, like, my brother thought he was a Rico Suave. Well, Mike, go ahead.
And he throws a stare at me.
He's like, no, because he's like, to my brother when he was, you know, when he was like 18 and stuff. He's like, girls like me, Mike.
You got it down.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, bro.
Hey, just, I want to get back to the really quick about the motorcycles. Did you go through any of the, like, the CHP motorcycle course?
No, man, that would be too much. That would have been 6 months of, you know, a pre-pro for that, and I just didn't have that time. I got my license, you know, basically, like, it's not super easy. Like, there's a, you know, you have to do that, and you have to turn like 2 times in a short circle.
In the little cone.
Yeah, and you're like, you know, trying to, like, everybody's doing like the, yeah. And I went out to, I forgot where it was. It was, you know, out west, about an hour to get my license. And it was like, you know, 2 days of classes in order for me to do it.
It's really cool that the movie really shows a very authentic side of L.A. Because sometimes you see movies that say, this is in Los Angeles, but it was shot in Louisiana or whatever. And this movie feels L.A. all the time.
Yeah, I mean, we shot it in Albuquerque, man. So
oh,
it was,
really?
No. Yeah.
London.
No. Yeah, we shot it in London. Where everybody's like, oh, how you doing, man? So good. Yeah. No, but we shot it in L.A., man. And here's the thing, though, dude, because... You know, even if they recognize or if they don't remember, California was a big thing. You know what I mean? It was a big character in that, you know, it was just a big character in the TV show. And I remember, like, looking at it, like, all these girls in bikinis, you know what I mean? Everybody had a tan, you know, like, and I was, like, a year-round tan. I was like, wow, it looked like from another planet. You know what I mean? Especially in Chicago where it snows and it's always windy and stuff. You go and see Chips and you're like, wow, man, this must be really cool. There's beaches everywhere. Everybody seems to, like they're always in a happy mood except the criminals.
Roller skating.
Yeah, roller skating. You know what I mean? Dolphin shorts. Like that was a big thing back in the day.
And I know the film is based on the show. It's not like a remake. So,
yeah.
So I was reading last night. There's hardcore Chips fans that are like, this is not Chips. Because the characters are completely different from the original. And it's just, it's not it. So I was obviously going to, that was my question for Dax. But we were surprised that he's not there here. So like, do you have something to say about that?
Yeah, we talked to those couple guys. And they're cool. They're okay. We talked to them. They're all right. No, the thing is that, like, I mean, it would be hard to, like, even by today's standards, I think that show would seem rather campy. And it would be like, am I going to watch Chips like that, or am I going to watch Game of Thrones? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, it kind of doesn't, it's just a completely different, especially for the times, it's just way different. So to try to remake that show, you could just watch reruns. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we have to make it a little bit more contemporary so that, you know, because the demographic for the most part for movies like this is like 18 to 30 or something like that. You kind of want to make it for them. And then, of course, hopefully there's fans of the other one that like come in and enjoy and understand that, you know, times change or whatever, humor changes. But it does keep it in the same spirit, though, because if you think about it, like, you know, the Chips was actually pushing the envelope a little bit. You know, when it was, you know, when it in, for its time, you know, there was, like I said, there was a lot of dolphin shorts, and there was a Latino, you know, being a police officer, which was pushing the envelope, especially for back then. You know, a lot of them were just criminals and always playing the dude, getting arrested, gangbangers, this and that. So it was kind of revolutionary in that sense, and I think pushing the envelope, like we definitely did that, or Dax did that. And but he just took it to another level, and it's good for comedy because it's if you feel like totally comfortable and safe, then like that's like your aunt telling you jokes. Mm-hmm. But if it's like a little like whoa, then it's like going to a comedian and getting jokes like that.
Well, speaking of whoa moments, you said he rewrote the script, but on set, did you guys improvise?
We did a little bit, but it was mainly through rehearsal because I love rehearsing because it's just all about the writing and ideas and asking questions why. And then he, like, you got to be careful what you say to Dax because he'll put it in the movie. You know?
Was there a lot of retakes?
Having to shoot over? Mm-hmm. No, not. I mean, we shot the movie and that was that. You know, we tried to do some other stuff to, like, maybe punch in a little bit of comedy or a little bit more of action. But I think people ended up liking the original, what we cut it as.
Now, you mentioned being on the bike and balancing. So you said that was you driving 65 on the freeway?
Yeah.
So you didn't have, because usually cars, when they shoot, they have that, I don't know what they call it, that truck in the front where they have the camera on.
Yeah, I mean, a couple times I had to do that because it's very hard for two motorcycles to do this. Mm-hmm. So it's three variables as opposed to just maybe one. Like, if you're in a car, then you're just following it, you know what I mean? And it's doing it, so it's two people in one car. Mm-hmm. But here, it's three variables. It's one, you kind of try to keep a steady pace with that, and then another bike, and then, like, trying to keep it steady. It's really tough. So one of them has to be even, and like they chose me because he's a badass rider.
Yeah.
And then for him to try to do it, and even if you see it, like even within that, there's a little bit of discrepancy.
So you hooked to the truck.
I was hooked to the truck down on training.
Because I thought, you know, you said you were driving 65 on the freeway. That's pretty brave for somebody who's not comfortable for, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel pretty comfortable because you're like, it's just you by yourself and like all the other cops. You know, they made it like so it's just me on the freeway with Dax, you know. And but I gotta say, when he's doing California, you know, I do look like I'm like this, a little stiff, just a little stiff. Yeah,
you look natural. That's
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
he was
wondering. That's the thing I was wondering if you were hooked up to a truck because it did look.
No, but that one, I'm freewheeling. Like, you see that the wheels
are... Yeah, no, I didn't see it. I was trying to see it.
Yeah, you're like, oh, like if they CGI'd it out?
Yeah.
And then I'm just like this. Right? Yeah.
Dax did that. The dancing. He was
yeah, exactly.
Like, oh,
yeah.
I mean, but
yeah.
He's a rider.
Yeah, but I'm not going to take a nap on it. You know
what
I mean? Like, yeah, no, those weren't training wheels. That was me riding.
Did he show off?
Of course. Like, he was, like, pumping, like, doing that, and I'm, like, me, the stunt coordinator's like, don't do any of that. I'm like, you don't want to talk to Dax, man? What's up, buddy?
What about the car scenes? There were some cool chase scenes there.
You
How
know
much
what?
Of that driving did you do?
Dax actually did a bunch of those, like,
really?
Coming in and out. Like, yeah, he's pretty badass on those things. Well, his life, you know, how he grew up, he was like either on a motorcycle or on like a off-road car or something like that. I forget, like those dune buggies or whatever. He's got a couple. And if you see, like, if you visit him, you see in the garage, like, he's, you know, he's, he definitely has, you know, a bunch of toys that he loves to play with.
So any of those cars real that are in his body?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I didn't ask. I think that was a pretty funny sequence where I'm like, does that hurt, dude? He's like, no. And then, but we'll keep that for the people to, That's the thing that we did want to do. Like, I'm glad that you brought that little thing up is, in the trailer, 9 times out of 10, they show you, like, the best jokes and stuff. Mm-hmm. And what we wanted to do is, of course, there's, like, big jokes in there, but we wanted to fill it with a bunch of humor. You know, little stuff so that you, like, you keep a smile on your face. And I think a lot of times when you're doing a comedy, they'll be like, scene, and then they go for the big joke. And then I like to have, like, little chuckles here and there and keep people chuckling. And then maybe sometimes have some big laughs, you know.
We have this scene that with the old man that you guys stop and he shows you this thing.
It's supposed to be
like a free pass. So my question is, are you going to carry the DVD of this movie so the next time you get stopped, you show it to the official?
Got this right here, dude. You know what I mean? I was like, unless I haven't seen it, and then I'm like, IMDb?
Or end of watch, right? You get the pass with end of watch.
Exactly. Yeah, my brother's a cop.
With
LAPD. So like, yeah, exactly, end of watch. Yeah.
Rico Suave is a cop?
No. Rico Suave Papi Chulo. Porque he's a cop, no. Yeah.
So obviously you shot on freeways. Did you get to interact with some of the CHP? Because I'm assuming they're the ones that had to close off.
Yeah,
the
I mean you do. I mean you do every movie. You know, like you talk to them and you're like you ask them what kind of bike they are and you know whatever. I just try to be friendly with everybody on set. But you know, it gave me a better appreciation of those guys because they're, you know, they're riding around and like you know those big turns that they do, small turns when they have to go over the bumpers, like you see, like wow, it's a lot harder than it looks, mm-hmm. A lot more practice, I guess.
Okay. How do you feel?
Well, I was gonna say we can't let you go without at least asking you about the next Ant-Man.
Yeah.
So it starts July. They haven't picked up my option yet, so I don't know if I'm gonna be in it per se, but like, it would be great to be in it. You know, it would be kind of a party, but we'll see. Like. They start in July, and maybe they'll ask me to join the party. Maybe not.
They better.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. We'll keep our fingers crossed because you were.
On that note, we're going to wrap up, and we're going to do some photos.